Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, January 12th, 2024. It is Friday, so it's somewhat non-secular. Who knows what might happen? The phone lines are open. I mentioned the announcements. I'll do it again real quick, briefly. I mentioned it at the bottom, mentioned the announcement at the bottom of the first hour. We're still in the midst of the second annual John Stadmiller Book Drive. It has been extended to January 22nd, and make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win this week's fabulous book, America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William Federer. And we also have the quilt raffle, which I mentioned. Confederate battle flag quilt, RBN mug, t-shirt, business cards, and bumper stickers. Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, and leave a gift of $250 or more to win, which actually makes you eligible for the book as well. So, exciting. Double your chances to win. Mention that when you call. The winner of the Confederate battle flag quilt raffle will be determined the end of January. And if you're on social media, check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. So there you go. There's all kinds of other, you know, I mentioned, you know, we're talking about war this year on this broadcast. I think predominantly we'll see what happens, but I think that's what's going to happen. And one of the things that I mentioned yesterday was, you know, the white Luciferians won't save people. So many examples, you know, Sound of Freedom, Out of Shadows, Into the Light. All these characters, there are a few others. After I said it, I thought of a few others. Anyway, white Luciferians are Luciferians. Kind of like, you know, I mean, but we've been sucked into this for how long now? The lesser of two evils is still evil. The Bible says, what fellowship hath light with darkness? Don't do it. Zero. Zero. There's some other stuff. I haven't talked about what happened to Wayne LaPierre. We probably should talk about that. And other gun-related things, because I said I'd mention that too. Haven't done, you know, what happened on this day in a few days, a hot minute. How Christian is America is also a focal point. You know, if America is a Christian nation, where is the litany of Christian authors? Well, they don't write books because there's a book that we should all read. That's just that book. Let's read that book. They don't write books to explainer books, because the Holy Spirit can explain better than anyone. And you don't, like Tex Mar said in the clip we played yesterday, you don't need anyone to tell you. The Holy Spirit will tell you. Or if you have difficulty, like he said, find you a brother walker. But, you know, I've mentioned the Library of Congress, 100 books that shaped America. And from 1900 to 1950, Alfred Kinsey's book, Sexual Behavior and the Human Male, is listed as one of the 100 books that shaped America. You can also go through the list of great books of the Western world. I'm not sure what's so great about them. They strike me as of a particularly theosophical tone. So speaking of the Esther Hicks stuff and the creepy stuff, and a short trip from there to the NAR, you know, Bethel Hillsong stuff, people in that crowd have they say they've prayed for the mantle of William Branham, guys like Bill Johnson, Chris Vallotton. And so, you know, they go roll around, you know, they go, what do they call it? Grave sucking or grave, what the heck is it? Soaking or whatever the creepy stuff that is. And I want the mantle of William Branham. Well, that's disgusting in a variety of ways. So there's those guys. Then there's, you know, Jonathan Rumi, Mr. Chosen, Mr. Lonnie Frisbee in the Jesus Revolution, Mr. Catholic Gnostic, not a Christian, rolling around on Lonnie Frisbee's grave. Talking about it. Probably not a good thing. So, you know who else engages in necromancy and, you know, grave soaking and stuff like that? The kids, the Skull and Bones kids. Don't they lay in a coffin and do creepy stuff like that? Necromantical sort of things, if that's a word. They do stuff like that. It's creepy. It's evil. So, you know, it's a spiritual battle, first and foremost. The evidence is everywhere if you just have eyes to see and ears to hear. Anyway, I think, it's Friday. Maybe we should play a couple of clips. Tex Mars talking about what is Kabbalah? I think we should do that. Why not? Maybe two clips. And, you know, at some point, maybe we should play the whole thing. Not today. Today, what is it? 28. Minutes to, I don't know, first, and then what's the other one? 58 minutes or so. Yeah. And then, we played the sort of intro clip from this yesterday. This video on YouTube is published by the Indie Soul Prepper channel titled Tex Mars, the Kabbalah Foundation for Satanism, Theosophy, Freemasonry, Mormonism, Judaism. And, like, he talks about, you know, according to Albert Pike, the sovereign grand commander of the Southern Scottish Rite, Mr. Morals and Dogma, all roads lead back to Kabbalah. So, what is Kabbalah and all of the things that, you know, flow back to it or have stemmed from it that are being, you know, slowly consolidated? People don't see this coming, but that's what's happening. You read the Bible, what's happening? There's a guy, there's a new Nimrod, there's a new Assyrian king who's coming onto the world stage, and you got to foment all this chaos first so that guy can show up and say, peace, peace, I got this. But you know what? His network is basically responsible. It's let's call it the Gladio network, for lack of a better term, is responsible for all the chaos. So, you know, everyone will be like, oh my gosh, he made peace. Yeah, they're the ones making chaos behind the scenes too. Anyway, a couple of short clips. Tex Mars on Kabbalah. What is it? Go ahead, please.
You're helping to create new spirits, new beings, new lights. You're always seeking the light. You never have enough light. You see, Ein Sof at the very top of the Tree of Life is the supposed God. But you can't communicate it, but he needs more light. And the universe will have more light if you have more sex. Because this is a great sex cult. Judaism or the Kabbalah. You say, this is incredible. Text, you're saying the serpent is their God and it's a sex cult and this is Judaism? Why, I thought it was the Old Testament. No, you didn't study. This is the Kabbalah. What the witches know. And when we return in just a moment, I guess, Jerry, we're running out of time this side. Okay. Well, we have a full 30 minutes on the other side. You've got to stay with us, folks. This is all of the, you'll know about all the cults, all the false religions in the world if you study the Kabbalah. And you'll know why this is the most devilish, demonic system ever devised. I'll even tell you about the creator of it, a man named Rabbi. He's a Rabbi Ben Yochiel. He's a very famous guy. We'll talk about Rabbi Ben Yochiel when I return in just 1 minute. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy, and we're studying today the Kabbalah, the foundation for Satanism and false religions like Theosophy, Freemasonry, Mormonism, and, of course, Judaism. I'll be right back.
All right, so that's the first one. And, before we go to the second one, it's Rabbi Ben Yochai, I think. Yochiel, I don't know why he's saying, I don't know why he pronounced his name that way, but anyway, Ben Yochai, or the Wikipedia entry, Shimon Bar Yochai. Anyway, second clip, a little bit more on this. Can we do the second one, please?
They're emanations of the unknowable, unapproachable, supreme God known as Ein Sof. You've heard of Ayn Rand, haven't you? Ayn Rand, the Jew from Russia, who wrote the book Atlas Shrugged and a number of other books. Oh, yeah, she was a pagan goddess worshiper. She was a communist who claimed to be opposed to communism. She even changed her name, Ayn Rand did. She changed her name to Ayn Rand. A-Y-N. The all-seeing eye. Most worshipers or followers of Ayn Rand don't know that. The Kabbalah is essentially a lewd guide for a mind-sick sex cult. And it teaches that the Holy Serpent is the Messiah of the Jews. That's why Mormonism is a great sex cult. Freemasonry is really a sex cult. All of them are based on the Kabbalah. I pray you'll get my book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, and learn more of this fantastical system. But keep this in mind, my friends. Jesus Christ is the center of our worship. You only need to know Jesus Christ. Have no fear, my friends. These are satanic doctrines, but if you have Christ, he will protect you from all things. Have no fear. Jesus Christ is ever near. Whenever you need him, reach out to him. He wants to hear from you. I'm Tex Mars. It's been great being with you today. My prayer is you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.
The power of prophecy. There you go. Interesting stuff. More on that later, for sure. And, you know, again, I mean, speaking of the NAR Bethel Hillsong stuff, how many of those folks have been accused of crazy stuff? I just saw a story the other day related, similar, you know, the T.D. Jakes of Africa, same thing. you keep seeing these stories. I mean, maybe in some cases it, you know, the cynic in me would say that's in accordance with the 6 points effort, the Illuminized 6 points effort to disgrace and discredit all religions. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. However, you know, it's getting interesting. I mean, there was the Me Too thing, which was a put up job, I think largely to target specific people. And I've talked about that. Interesting how many voices were silenced in that. Guys like Charlie Rose, guys like Tavis Smiley, and many others. Suddenly they are, you know, public enemy number one. I think Tavis Smiley was a guy who said, whoa, I, you know, it's not me. One of the folks who was like, I don't know why you're roping me into this. But they were effectively silenced. However, you know, there's a lot of noise of, you know, Epstein-like activity. And it is true that the whole Pizzagate thing, you know, Ben Swan was right. How come there's never been an investigation into any of that? I mean, the FBI tells us that, you know, there are all of these curious symbols. And you can find those in the strangest places, like Clark Fork, Idaho. The emails that WikiLeaks has. Is there any indication that that information is not real, that John and Tony Podesta and all those other guys, you know, aren't saying weird things that have nothing to do with food? They didn't say, you know, we have not seen conclusively, nope, those were not our emails. Somebody made all that up. Nope. So, you know, there's all kinds of evidence in the, you know, what Tex Mars was talking about, again, is related or central to the spiritual battle, first and foremost. So, you know, I maintain that's what it is. First and foremost, we are at war, and it is first and foremost a spiritual battle. It's a war that is spiritual in nature. The battles are primarily spiritual in nature. So much crazy stuff. You know, the Fauci thing is interesting. It's interesting how, you know, it's just crazy what's happening. You know, how much time do we have in this segment? Maybe enough time for now. He said in the select subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic, Fauci said that the social distancing recommendation was likely not based on any data. He was quoted as saying it just sort of appeared. And, you know, people are saying he's a criminal. Why is, you know, and you have to ask yourself, why are criminals not in prison? It's kind of a rhetorical question. Anyway, maybe we'll play some of that when we come back. And then there was a thing. Another thing that's sort of rattling around in my mind is that whatever you call it, you know, Vivek's deal on the campaign trail. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Keep out of Hotsman. says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1 ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10 ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. There's a post over at Racket News, published a couple of days ago, titled "ORF versus the Memory Hole: The Heartless Shaming Campaigns of COVID-19. Subtitle: American officials viciously demonized ordinary people for making what turned out to be a prudent choice for most. On the years of vicious rhetoric, we're being asked to forget. And it includes this video, YouTube video, which is titled "Fauci Strongly, Quote Unquote, Pushes COVID Origin Disinformation." Can we play that, please?
If it may have been a lab, may have been nature, we're supposed to look forward, then why did Dr. Fauci work so hard for just one of those theories?
What do you say to that? I almost have to laugh at that, Neil. I mean, that's totally bizarre. First of all, I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other.
Flashback.
What I do feel strongly about is that this was a spillover from an animal species to a human.
Strongly suggesting that, in fact, it was a natural occurrence.
Very strongly. Strongly indicating that it was a natural spillover.
Strongly points to this being a natural occurrence.
Pointing much more strongly.
Pretty strong.
Towards a natural occurrence.
Very, very strongly.
Strongly favors a natural occurrence. I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other.
It's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
I lied and lied.
There's a distinct anti-science flavor to this.
Yeah. Interesting stuff, I think. And, you know, again, all of this was not unforeseen. There's a reason Anthony Fauci isn't in prison or on trial at a minimum. There's a reason these things are coming out. There's a reason that all of this was foreseen in things like the SPARS pandemic scenario planning exercise, you know, war gaming exercise. And it's because to see this come out and feel like you're helpless, you're powerless to do anything about it, cows most people further. It further gelds and inures most people. They don't think about these things consciously. And they're not, you know, you would think it would make a person more steadfast and resolute. Hey, you know what? This was wrong. Clearly this was wrong. Look what happened. We should all, even if it's only two or three people, you know, we should stand together and say, this was wrong. This should not have happened. And you know what? People like Bill Gates said, you know, well, let's just call it pandemic one. Just wait till pandemic two. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, if we have our thinking caps on, then we hear things like that and we say, now hold on a second. If we're not celebrating ignorance, like Carl Sagan wrote, and we stop and we, you know, the adults say, hold on a second. If a guy owned a small business, including a building, and every time I went into that shop, maybe it's a little convenience store, every time I went in there, he's like, man, sure hope my building doesn't burn down. And I was like, what is your deal, man? Okay, whatever. Every time I went in, I sure hope my building doesn't burn down. And every time I go in, he's got a new thing. Now he's got a board behind the checkout stand with architectural drawings for a new building if his building should burn down. And the next time I come in, he's picked out furniture. That's also on his little vision board back there. I hope my building doesn't burn down. Got all these plans. Then one day I show up and the building has burned down. Would I be suspicious? Would you be suspicious? People spending millions of dollars for things like the SPARS exercise, Event 201, stuff like that, and many, many more throughout the years. Sure hope it doesn't happen. Just wait till the next one. What about a bank manager who says, I sure hope the place doesn't get robbed? Same scenario, and then one day, you know, place gets robbed. Are you picking up what I'm laying down here? We should have our thinking caps on. Nobody says things like what Tony Fauci and Bill Gates say, except arsonists. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world.
Welcome back.
I wish I was special.
Perfect. I think we're going to try to squeeze two clips in. I mentioned the Wayne LaPierre thing. Speaking of suborning folks, ridiculous. But I want to do the Vivek thing because I mentioned that. And so this is interesting. We can dispute Vivek all we want, but this is interesting. Was it a Bernaysian, you know, staged kind of a thing? I'm inclined to think no, not ruling out the possibility, but it's interesting what happens. So this video is on Vivek's YouTube channel. Is titled "Gave an LGBT protester the mic." Actually, he offered the mic to this person. Watch what happens next. So let's listen to what happens. Can we do that, please?
All right, sit across the table from Xi Jinping. Give me the hard questions.
LGBTQ.
What's up?
You heard me.
LGBTQ. I actually didn't.
LGBTQ.
Yep. What about it?
Yeah. Said there was nothing about transgender.
Yeah, so how about this? I give you the mic, and we hear what you have to say. And then I'm going to answer you, and you'll hear what I have to say, what everybody else here has to say. Does that sound like a good deal?
I don't need the mic.
Yes.
I can speak louder.
Well, stand up. Tell me your name and state your question.
My name's Elizabeth.
Alexis Case, and I grew up here.
Okay.
In this town.
Yeah.
LGBTQ is a serious situation in this world today. There are children that get bullied because they are gay, they are lesbian, they are transgender. I don't need that.
Okay, you're welcome to have it if you want.
I don't need it.
You get to ask your question, but after that, you're going to hear me give my answer. So I'll let you finish.
What is your stance on LGBTQ?
Good. Thank you for your question. I'm going to answer it. I'm going to go into a level of depth that I don't usually go into on a campaign trail, but I'm going to do it because you asked the question. You deserve an answer. LGBTQIA, there's so many letters, they've just added a plus at the end. That's where we are now. What's going on? So the same movement, because if we're going to call that one thing, let's play it fair. The same movement that said that the sex of the person you're attracted to is hardwired on the day you're born. That was the premise of the gay rights movement, for it to count as a civil right. That movement is now saying that your own biological sex is totally fluid over the course of your life.
Hypocrites.
You can't believe both those things. Well, I think I'm going to get to a deeper say. That's where I was about a year or two ago, but I think there's something deeper going on, and I'll tell you what it is. So the same movement, and by the way, let's think about the feminist, the women's rights movement in this country, which said there's many ways to be a woman. You can have long hair, short hair, you can wear a skirt, you can wear jeans. Now says that, oh, if actually you want to behave a certain way, that means you're a man. So I think that the hypocrisies go all the way down. And I'll tell you what's going on. You can't believe both of those things at the same time if you're operating according to principles of sheer logic. But you can if you're adopting a faith, a cult-like belief system. So this is controversial for me to say, but I'm going to tell you what I think. I believe that transgenderism specifically is a mental health disorder. I believe it's a mental health condition. We're going to finish this. This is good. We have to have open conversation in this country. But I don't think the compassionate thing to do.
It's how they fucking feel.
Well, let me. If I'm going to give you a chance to respond if you'd like, but
no,
we can't have an open debate in this country if we're not able to state our
views. That's how they feel.
That's how they feel. And you know what? I'll tell you a story, and you deserve to hear this. I met two young women in this race about 6 months ago. Their names were Chloe and Katie, two young women. They're in their 20s now. Both of them had their breasts cut off. One of them had her uterus removed.
Okay.
They're in their 20s. They regret that decision. One of them wants to have kids. She'll never have kids. The other one will never breastfeed her children. They'll never be the same because they had that done to them when they were teenagers. So no, when a young person shows up and says, my gender doesn't match my biological sex, they're asking for help.
But you just said 20. That's not
they happened to them when one girl was 13 when it happened to her. She's in her 20s now and regrets it. This is what's wrong in this country. We will look back at this and say this was barbaric that we allowed this to happen in this country. That is not compassion. That is cruelty. And so I don't think the right thing to do is I'm not going to villainize those people. You don't villainize people who are going through suffering, but you have to be willing to say when a kid shows up and says, my gender doesn't match my biological sex, you have to be able to say, what else is going wrong at home? What else might be going wrong at school? Get to the bottom of what's going on. Help that person with compassion, with dignity. So my view is this, if you're an adult, you're free to live your life however you want as long as you're not hurting somebody else. If you're a man, you can dress how you want. If you're a woman, you can dress how you want. Identify how you want. We're a free country, and I'm not going to stop you. But kids are not the same as adults. And we have to protect our children. And I'm going to go further than that. We can't change the way that women and men compete in sports. We can't do that. We can allow you to live your life the way you want to. But we can't change the way that we operate in our own life. And I'm going to finish this thought, and then you get to respond. Because I think this is good. We don't do this enough. Open debate. I love this. I think what we've had in our country before is a tyranny of the majority. and that's what we worry about. But right now, we don't have a tyranny of the majority. What we have in this country right now is a tyranny of the minority. That's what we have right now, a tyranny of the fringe minority that tells you to shut up, sit down, and do as you're told. No, we have to stand for what is true. And so I promised you, you will have a chance to respond. I'm going to keep my promise. You tell me. This is good. We don't do this enough in our country anymore. Open conversation. Tell me.
I was a child when I knew that I was gay. Not the fact that I wanted to change my gender, but living here in this town, I knew that I wanted, that I was a lesbian, that I was attracted to females.
And you know what's
happening? I had to hide it.
And when did you grow up? When was that? In the 90s?
Oh, no. Let's see. I came out when I was 19. So I was born in 1983.
So I think where we are now, we're in the similar generation. I think things today aren't what they were. I grew up in Ohio in the 1990s, and we're in a different place today. And I think this could be a very productive conversation. I don't get to do this in the campaign trail often, where we all are in our own echo chambers and silos. So it's good for us to talk to each other. I like that. Something funny's happened, I think, in the last few years in this country with the civil rights movement. It's right when we get to closest to the promised land of true racial equality that we then start obsessing over systemic racism. It's right when we get to the point in our national history where whoever you are, you can marry who you want, where you want, if you want, whatever gender they are, that we start then obsessing over the sexual identity revolution. You know what's actually funny right now is many people who are lesbian or gay are being taught to say that, hey, if you're a woman attracted to a woman, you're not a woman, you're a man. So that's the transgender movement. The L and the G, first of all, don't have that much to do with each other. The G and the T don't have as much to do with each other. But we're clubbing all of these things up to create more division. I hate the term persons of color. You want to know why? You take 100 different cultures, combine them into one thing that's designed to be opposed to this other thing we call white. And so the way I view this is, you are free to live your life the way you wish to, as long as you don't hurt anybody else in return. And I'm free to do the same thing too. But that doesn't mean we change the way men and women compete in sports. That doesn't mean we change the way men and women. I don't think that just because you identify as a man doesn't mean that you're entitled to a trophy. Do you agree with me on that? You agree with me on that?
I get you.
You agree with me on that? All right.
That's different.
Because men shouldn't be swimming with women in women's sports competitions. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's different. That's what I'm talking about, right? And so that's what I'm saying is it's not all the same thing, right? And so we got to respect people and treat them with dignity. Every one of us is different. But all I'll say is kids aren't the same as adults. And if we can agree on that, then I think we at least made some progress tonight. We'll have a step forward. So thank you. I appreciate that. So, and I respect her for asking that. That takes courage to stand up and be the only. You know what? I'll tell you this. When you're the only person in a room, and I'll come to you next. When you're the only person in a room who believes what you do, I will always tell you, stand up and say it. That's how we're going to get this country back, is actually all of us starting to speak openly again. And that's how we're going to get this country back. And I love your shirt. She's got an American flag. So you get the next question.
Okay. Interesting stuff. You know, like I said, you know, is it a put-up job? I'm inclined to think not. However, you know, I wouldn't rule out the possibility. Assuming it's not a staged Bernaysian, you know, PR moment. It's fascinating stuff, you know. And I would go further and ask, you know, when he is saying, and I think rightly so, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's ask what happened. I think if you start getting to the bottom of things, you will maybe arrive at some of the things that I've already mentioned in this broadcast. You know, those clips of what Tex Mars was saying, for example. What's going wrong at school? What's going wrong at home? let's get to the bottom of what's going on and help that person. You know, is there trauma? Have they been molested? Are they being molested? I wonder if there's a study that's not Keynesian in nature that tells us, you know, how often that's the case, that young molested grow up to be old molesters. I probably should dig into that a little bit. That's my understanding, generally speaking. And, you know, there's a spiritual connotation to it. That's how you get, you know, if you want to engineer a very, very evil, very ungodly society, look at Romans 1, look at Genesis 19. This is a good way to do it. And so if you're the devil and you've convinced the world, persuaded the world that you don't exist, then, you know, you go about engineering, persuading and influencing people to buy into this nonsense. And that's really kind of what I mean by, you know, the sad reality is most things are still voluntary. Persuading. Persuasion and influence. Who's persuading and influencing? We discussed that a little bit yesterday. I don't remember what the two documents. Oh, the post over Canadian Patriot from Event 201 to SPARS 2025, Predictive Programming, the Future and You, which cites the Mindspace document, Going with the Grain, Influencing Behavior Through Public Policy. Influence and persuasion, big deal, big business, cottage industry that, you know, ripples out to all other industries. Anyway, interesting stuff. I want to play one more real quick. I think that's interesting. I don't know about you, but, you know, I just found that very provocative. And a person who disagrees with Vivek, you know, at one point, and I apologize for the language that we didn't cut out. I didn't remember that. And it's, I think, barely detectable, but still not acceptable for a radio and family broadcast. So I apologize for that. But I, you know, this was the unedited deal. And this person at one point, if you watch the video, you know, she gets up and walks out and gives him a certain gesture on her way, but doesn't walk out entirely, obviously, because they continue. So, you know, I tend to agree with the sentiment that people need to be talking with one another. And, you know, I think it's courageous to be in a room of people that obviously are not your, you know, a room of your peers, so to speak. And I think it's also courageous for him to say things, you know, like what he said, a mental health condition, mental health disorder. Man, what happens if mainstream media snatches this up, which is, you know, the mouthpiece of the sex cult that Tex Mars is talking about? Mental health disorder, mental health condition. I think it's deeper than that. I think it's a spiritual condition based on trauma and probably molestation. Anyway, we got to get to the next thing so that we can get to the phones. The next thing is, what happened to Wayne LaPierre? William Kirk, president of Washington Gun Law, did a video on that a few days ago on the night. The vice that Wayne finds himself in, this is that. Go ahead, please.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Washington Gun Law TV. I am Washington Gun Law President William Kirk. Thanks for joining us. Well, on the heels of Wayne LaPierre's rather sudden resignation as president of the NRA, it had many people speculating what was really going on. And I know many of you have had no problem whatsoever throwing gas on the fire, and I recognize where you're coming from, and candidly, I've done a little bit of that myself. However, I've had an opportunity to read a stipulation and settlement order out of the state of New York that Letitia James, the attorney general, came to with one of the NRA's higher-ranking employees, and I think I have a very good reason why Mr. LaPierre may have had to step down, and that's because he really has got himself in a hard, hard place. Don't believe me? I'll explain what's stipulated in this agreement, and you'll understand the vice that Wayne finds himself in. Okay, so the lawsuit we're talking about is the people of the state of New York versus the National Rifle Association et al. That et al. Includes many other individuals, including an individual named Joshua Powell. Joshua Powell was in charge of the charitable wing of the National Rifle Association. He was one of the named defendants in this suit. He has reached a settlement with the state of New York where, one, he admits to his wrongdoing, number two, agrees to pay $100,000 in restitution, and three, he agrees to testify against the NRA in the upcoming trial. Now, I'm just going to read portions of this stipulated agreement, but I want to really pay attention to the stipulated legal conclusions, which means that Powell's legal team and the state of New York Attorney General have agreed that these are the operable facts as it relates to this case. One, Powell, in his capacity as an officer, director, and senior employee of the NRA, owed the NRA fiduciary duties of care, loyalty, and obedience. In addition, as a trustee pursuant to EPTL Section 8-1.4, because he administered property for charitable purposes in the state of New York, Powell had a duty to administer the charitable assets entrusted to his care properly. Which is not unique to the state of New York. It is an implied duty when we are actually managing funds or assets which are held in trust. Our duty is we have a fiduciary duty to the trustees to manage the assets whichever benefits them the most. It's not unique for states to have laws like that. But then the stipulated findings also include two. Powell admits that he breached his fiduciary duties of care, loyalty, and obedience by inter alia using the NRA's charitable assets for his own benefit and the benefit of his family members. In other words, that would be called embezzlement in many states. The findings also state, three, Powell further admits that he failed to administer the charitable assets entrusted to his care properly. Four, Powell further admits that the conduct referred to in paragraph 2 and 3 of this section violated section 715 and 717 of the NPCL and sections 8-1.4 of the EPTL, and that as a result of such violations, he must pay restitution in the amount of $100,000 to remediate the harm to the NRA. Wow. Those are pretty salacious allegations. Of course, Powell has signed off on those. Now, there is some stipulated relief that comes from this. That is certain things that Powell must do. One of them includes this. Seven, Powell agrees that he will accept service of subpoena for appearance at the trial. Trial includes any and all stages of the trial proceeding in this action, including the jury and bench trial stages, pretrial or post-trial proceedings, or retrials of this action, and will appear at the trial for as many days as are deemed necessary by the Attorney General and will provide truthful testimony. That's not all. There's more. Powell further agrees that A, he shall be responsible for all fees and expenses in connection with his testimony at trial. B, the subpoena referred to in this paragraph may be served by electronic means without tendering witness fees by email upon his personal email that has been used in this action, and C, that such service shall be sufficient under CPLR 2303. Which not only means, not only has he agreed to testify, he basically has already accepted service. So he is showing up and he is going to testify. And who do you think Mr. Powell is going to be pointing the finger at as to some other individual who may have been dipping into the cookie jar? Now, Mr. Powell will be subject to cross-examination, and he certainly did get a benefit from agreeing to this testimony, because the stipulated order also says dismissal of lawsuit with prejudice. In consideration of the covenants undertaken herein, plaintiff agrees that the claims against Powell in this action shall be discontinued with prejudice on the effective date, the date when this stipulation is so ordered by the court. Essentially, he is walking away from the lawsuit. Granted, he is paying $100,000 in restitution, which is a huge chunk of change. But all of this is contingent upon one thing and one thing only, which means he has to testify in court against the rest of the NRA. That, my friends, is the vice that Wayne finds himself in.
There you go. Yeah, so another individual suborned, classic good cop, bad cop, you know, the iterative prisoner's dilemma, and we can make this all go away if the price is right. Anyway, I just thought that was, you know, this is America now, apparently. So without further ado, we got a couple of calls. To the phones we go. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Was that Vivek Ramaswamy that you played a minute ago?
Yes, sir.
Interlocuting with the crazed female who's identifying as some other species, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
How cold is it down in Montana right now?
It depends on where you are, but, you know, around, without wind chill, around minus 20.
Actually, we're minus 22 with the wind chill here.
Yeah, right on.
In greater Vancouver, yeah. Well, I'll let you go. You got another caller. I'll try to get back to you next week. How's that?
Make sure your rig is plugged in and your glow plugs are warm. You guys do that up there.
I want to drive a Diamond Rio truck before I pass away. All right, talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated as always. Back to the phones. Renee in North Carolina. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Tell you what, it's hard not to like Vivek Ramaswamy, okay? But
yeah,
having been fooled by even Ron Paul, that little Freemason sandbagging sellout.
Don't hide your feelings, Renee. Tell us how you feel.
Watch yourself about liking anybody. You know, I like a lot about him, and he actually, unlike Trump, who was born on third base with an inheritance. Vivek really made his own money, but he made a lot of it. His ties to Big Pharma scare the bejesus out of me. Mm-hmm. I do believe something is wrong. I think actually AJ got some of this right a long time ago with them frogs. I suspect, like I said, we've always had some people who kind of go the other way, but I think the toxic food, toxic water, and toxic culture play a huge part in this.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, some of this, that's why I don't like it when people hate on them, because I think part of this is not their fault.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
So the thing is, you know, in some ways, they are victims.
Absolutely.
Their chemistry has been messed with.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, they shouldn't be cutting, that. They're children. They won't let you vote or do anything else. They're going to let you cut your breasts off.
Leave the children alone. That'll do it. Yeah. We are out of time. Thank you, Renee. Much appreciated as always, folks. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Please pray for one another and support the network. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.